Hey, everybody, it's Pastor Jonathan Shelley from Steadfast Baptist Church, and I want to give an update about a situation that's transpired between me and Salvador Alvarez of Pure Words Baptist Church. Now, I've been in the process of transitioning this church to him, and for some reason, he's just started attacking me, lying about me, wanting to break fellowship, publicly broke fellowship with me over the fact that he just kept railing on me and didn't want to take accountability for it. And in this process, he's just completely shown a whole new side of himself that I've never seen before. He's extremely prideful, unpredictable. He has scattered his church. Almost every person that I was aware in that church, at least a large percentage of the church, has left. They want him to resign. They don't agree with any of his actions whatsoever. However, you know, even if that is the case, I was still in the process of transferring the, you know, all the different things to him in this process. Because I was on all of the banking accounts and all the financial accounts, I had told him this process is going to take a while. And I told him that I'm going to have to resolve whatever credit lines we have because we have giant credit accounts. And so in this process, I've been monitoring this to make sure to get everything properly transferred and closed. Well, because of his erratic behavior, I became very nervous about what he may do and try to harm me, harm our credit accounts, try to damage our church in some way. And so I've just made sure to get all of the accounts closed or transferred properly. Also, there was a message that was sent about rent that had not been paid due. And so I was trying to make sure that that was taken care of properly because I'm personally on the lease for Pure Words Baptist Church. The lease is to me personally. And so I'm trying to make sure that everything is done appropriately. When reviewing the account, however, I was looking through the checks to see if rent had been paid. And I noticed that there was a check written to Isaac Anderson for $1,000. Additionally, there's been two other checks that have been written, one to Isaac Anderson and another to Solomon Anderson. This is a wildly inappropriate use of funds and crosses legal boundaries. No one is allowed to just give money indiscriminately for charitable purposes from a nonprofit corporation. They have to meet specific guidelines for charity, which is obviously not true for these individuals. Additionally, I am suspecting that this funds maybe be going to Miriam, which is a runaway. This would be a violation of Texas Penal Code 25.06 and would be potentially assisting in harboring a minor. And as a mandatory reporter, I have to deal with potential criminal elements that I am looking at. Because the account is just being drained quickly by these actions, I felt it necessary to restrict the funds from Salvador Alvarez temporarily to investigate what's actually going on, to file the proper police reports, and to limit whatever additional damage he can do to me personally for my credit. I am still on all of the accounts. The lease is in my name personally. And so I've tried to take very cautionary steps in order to prevent me from being trashed. Additionally, the directors of the church, according to the state of Texas, are still me. And so nothing has been appropriately dealt with. We did sign paperwork to try and transfer the church, but one of the directors has since disavowed that document, which has put us in a completely precarious situation. I have no idea what this guy's intentions are. He's shown himself to be completely untrustworthy. And again, he is giving money to open Nazis and white supremacists who have been attacking my church. They've been sharing private meetings. Salvador has been threatening me in text messages. And so his behavior is wildly unpredictable. He's gone completely rogue. He's acting like a complete Judas. He's destroyed the church. People aren't wanting to come anymore. And as a result of that, I have to be very careful because I'm on the hook for a $30,000 lease. I'm on the hook for a large credit line. I'm on the hook for whatever damage he may or may not cause to this account that I'm on, this banking account. And so as a result, I have taken very careful, precise steps to restrict access temporarily from Salvador so he can explain himself so that police reports can be filed correctly. before I would just continue this path where he can destroy me even further. Additionally, you know, for you church members out there, I feel really bad, but unfortunately, because of all of this situation, I've been forced to terminate the lease. And just due to the unpredictable nature, he did not appear to have the funds to pay for this lease. The church has left him. I don't feel like I was in a position where the lease was going to be paid. And so I have terminated the lease with the landlord. So unfortunately, you know, for this situation, Pure Words Baptist Church is not a church that I could recommend. It's a complete rogue church at this point. And of course, I will give steps to Salvador to remedy the situation and explain why he's giving money to Nazis and white supremacists who are leaking our private messages. Additionally, if he's giving money to a runaway, then of course that needs to be dealt with by the law enforcement for aiding or assisting someone and harboring them. You cannot give money to a runaway legally in the state of Texas. And so I want to ask these questions and investigate, but out of abundance of caution, I've restricted the funds. Of course, if you are in that area, I would recommend going to Springcrest Baptist Church. That would be a great church you could visit, go to. I don't want you to be discouraged because, you know, this is a spiritual battle. I don't know why people are going to continue to support individuals who are attacking our church, who are using church funds inappropriately and wildly illegal, potentially even. And so I would encourage you to avoid this individual, to not allow him to give you church funds illegally or inappropriately. And I will deal with this situation. Unfortunately, because I am still intertwined and my name is on everything, I have to be very careful because I do not want to allow myself to be involved in some criminal activity or some inappropriate use of church assets. And so I will make sure that whatever steps I take will be cautionary. And let's see if Salvador can answer why he's giving church funds to Nazis or potentially giving them to children that are running away from their parents. So I hope that you will pray for this situation. Pray for Pastor Anderson. Pray for his family. Pray that God will use this situation to bring him glory and to exonerate the righteous and to condemn the wicked. And, you know, unfortunately, this is just a crazy situation that I did not anticipate. Of course, I was planning on just giving him whatever he needed. But because of the wildly inappropriate actions he's taken, because of the exposure that he's put me in, I am putting him in a restricted position to explain himself so that way we can move forward peaceably. God bless and have a great day.